There is a small natural area, just off Lakeshore Road, across from Newark Park and nestled between the new sewage treatment facility and Four Mile Creek, that is quite a popular green space, enjoyed by many in town. It's a spot that has been popular with locals for generations, and was formerly maintained by the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority. Parks Canada now keeps the area as a passive park. I can remember taking my two young lads, Christopher and Andrew, there. They were attracted to the swinging tree. A rope had been hung from a tree and they could swing out over a small creek bed, or walk cautiously over a tree trunk that extends over it. Great fun for them. My wife Claudia and I now enjoy taking the grandkids there when we get the chance. I'm often amazed at how quiet a walk through this area can sometimes be. I expect to hear much more birdsong, but instead an eerie silence will greet me, except when it's very windy, and the sound of the wind and the mournful groans of the trees as they sway back and forth create a very different atmosphere, especially in the fading light. Erosion of the shoreline as the tall cliffs fall into the lake has been a major concern in the area. Trees that were growing very close to the embankment topple over, and the root systems tears out the earth, contributing to greater collapse of the bank. A few summers ago, a number of the trees on the edge along the embankment were cut down and allowed to fall over onto the beach along the shore. It looks awful in some respects, but the intended goal is for the remaining tree roots to help prevent further erosion. The trees, destined to fall anyway, now won't contribute to further collapse of the bank. More recently, a wider trail with a wood chip base, running parallel to the shoreline, further from the bank, has been added. Signs warn people of the dangers of being too close to the edge. However, the well-worn path remains close to that edge and some may not realize the undercutting which, in places, comes quite close to the old path. Seasonally, along the shore one can watch and hear the distinctive chatter of belted kingfishers flying along the shore. They will land on the branches that extend out over the lake where they watch for prey in the water below. The kingfishers nest in the bank along the shoreline. Another favorite sight is the arrival of the bank swallows that also nest in the bank along the shore. In May, swarms of insects appear, providing a food source for the swallows, and they fly in great numbers along the shore and out over the lake waters feeding on these insects. They then return to their nests and feed and raise their young. Care needs to be taken to stay away from their nesting holes. It's disheartening at times to see stones in the holes and initials and names carved in the bank beside them. The odd bald eagle or osprey also can be spotted occasionally. Between the shore and Four Mile Pond is a trail, with some smaller paths leading off from it. They allow for views out over the pond. Canada geese and other waterfowl can be seen, especially in the spring. Muskrat and beaver have been spotted, and at one point a beaver lodge and dam can be seen. Chewed stumps near the trail indicate beaver activity, but it's only in the very early morning that I have spotted the beaver and watched it swim up to and cross over its dam as it heads back to its lodge. Chance encounters with deer are also possible. One on the path recently overlooking Four Mile Pond made a hasty retreat into the woods when it spotted me. The other was spotted as I was leaving and it was much more cooperative, allowing me to photograph it. Hopefully, this small natural area will continue to be enjoyed by future generations of townsfolk.